Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Every girl crazy about it, shine as me.
Sad news today. Should I let it breathe a little bit? Turn this up.
Then the guitar players would spin their guitars.
Yep. The trademark beards, ZZ Top, Dusty Hill, their bassist, passed away today. Longtime bassist. They're not sure the cause. He was 72 years old. They were going on tour here, as a lot of these bands are going back on tour.
Right.
And they had recently announced, like within the last week or two, that he would not be touring with them because of a hip issue. But they were just like, hey, look, he's got a detour. He's got to go back to Texas. He's got a hip, so we're thinking about him, and then we get the news today that he is dead at the age of 72. So we're going to play some ZZ Top.
Part of my high school and early college years.
And it's awesome. Yeah. And we always talk about that.
Yeah.
The music, it stamps the memories, right? You hear a song, and it takes you back to that certain time in life. There's sports moments that do it, and there are musical moments for me.
There's no doubt.
So, some of the people who are really into movies can do that as well. Like they'll see a movie line, and that it will take them back to 1999 or whenever the movie happened. You know what I mean? You hearing ZZ Top takes you back to your high school days.
Yeah,
did that with Van Halen as well when that recently happened. So we'll play ZZ Top throughout the show. All right, I've got, I want to take some calls, too, at 332-3776. I always love these lists. This is the way Mike Sando does it on The Athletic is they tier it.
So this is Mike Sando from The Athletic.
Yeah.
The 2021 quarterback tier list.
Right. So what he does is puts all the quarterbacks in a tier. Now, he does rank them. So they are ranked as well in order with an overall number.
That's going to be hard to decipher. I think it'll be easier to try and guess who's in which tier.
Right. And look, it's tough to it's tough the further down we get.
Sure.
But I think let's start here before we get to the Bears quarterback. Let's start with tier one. This is always the debate. How many truly tier one quarterbacks are there currently in the National Football League?
I'm going to say tier one quarterbacks. Can I give you, do you want the number or you want me to give you the names?
Give me both. Yeah, you could rattle off the names.
Okay, let me give you the names. Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson.
That's it.
Well, we're talking the elite of the elite,
the
right?
The tier ones.
That's me.
You knocked it down. You knocked it down.
There's five of them.
I didn't think you would get Deshaun Watson.
Excuse me?
I know, but a lot of people forget based on all
33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 112 quarterback rating last year, threw for 4,800 yards, which was the most yards thrown for by any quarterback.
Right.
Just by running for his life the majority of the season.
They have five quarterbacks who are the tier one quarterbacks, and they have a tie for first. Who are the two quarterbacks that they determine are the best quarterbacks of the NFL?
Patrick Mahomes. And Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. You're good at this game. I heard yesterday.
Listen, this isn't a hockey quiz.
I know.
I failed that miserably. Okay?
We're going to go over all the Hawks trades and signings, and you're going to give us a scouting report on each player later
Whatever
in the
you
show.
Need. Whatever you need.
I heard a stat on Greeny's show the other day. In the last 3 years, did you know that Aaron Rodgers' touchdowns to interceptions is 99-11?
Yeah. I mean, he has the best touchdown to interception ratio in the history of the sport.
Right, yes. And, like, it's by far they were talking about in that three-year span.
I think he has 1-4 in NFC title games, though, which people hold against him.
Tier two quarterbacks, do you want to take a shot at these?
How many of them are there?
Let me count
Give me
here.
An
it's
idea.
Tough because I got to scroll here. I think there are too many tier two quarterbacks.
Okay, that's fair.
To tell you the truth. They have several tier two quarterback.
Can you describe to me what their definition of a tier two quarterback is?
Two, three, a four, a five, a six, seven, eight, nine. There are nine tier two. I think those are too many.
That goes from the number six.
A tier two quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game.
Okay. How many did you say there are?
I think I said nine just
now. I'm gonna nail four of them right now.
Yeah.
Stafford's one.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is definitely on that list.
Right.
Ryan Tannehill is on that list.
Yes, he is.
Lamar Jackson is on that list.
Yes, he is.
You're going to get bitter beer face. Kirk Cousins is on that list.
Kirk Cousins, I believe, did not make tier two. Did not make tier two.
Matt Ryan is on that list.
Matt Ryan is on that list.
How many is that?
You've named quite a few here. You got Tannehill. You're missing.
I'm going to give you one that I don't believe belongs there at this point in his career, but I believe he's there. Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger is not there.
Oh, okay, good.
All right,
shouldn't be.
So here, let me give you a hint of the ones that you missed because you named quite a few. I think there's one obvious one. One obvious veteran that is in the top 10 of quarterbacks that is on here. And then there are two second-year players that they call tier two quarterbacks.
Okay. Justin Herbert would be a tier two quarterback.
Correct.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is tier three.
Tier three.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not going to name all those then.
Jared Goff is not a tier two quarterback.
No, he is not. No. There's a veteran that I don't believe you have named that is obvious. Just got paid.
Andy Dalton.
It is not Andy Dalton. He's coming off. You're close, though, okay? With Andy Dalton, you're close. Think about it.
Not Baker Mayfield.
No, it is not Baker Mayfield.
Well, I thought, you know, Andy Dalton coming from, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Okay.
He was Dak Prescott's backup last year.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott,
you know why?
I'm
looking
nine.
At the passing stats leader from last year, and he doesn't fall under one of the categories because he got hurt.
So you named Justin Herbert. I believe the only one that you have not named. Or no, there are two. There's a third-year quarterback, and then there's a second-year quarterback that you have not named.
So you told me Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow
with no S.
Right. Joe Burrow is on there. And then there's a third-year quarterback who is super, super exciting, gets a lot of pub.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is number 12 overall. So
he's got to step up his game this
year. He does. Look, he's a really, really, really good fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone to the well with him for a couple years in a row in fantasy. He racks up the points. He still has to be better in a real football situation.
Yeah. You know, he's not a 4,000-yard guy. He's a two touchdowns to one interception guy. He's got a career quarterback rating of 91. Stats are stats, but whatever. I think for the most part, I did a decent job deciphering that list.
Yeah.
And here's what happens. You ride the roller coaster. Like, I would bet you that Matt Ryan at one point was at the top of tier two. Now Josh Allen's at the top of tier two.
Would it surprise you if I told you that Ryan Fitzpatrick
is tier
three?
No, tail end of tier three.
He's the last guy in tier three that they have ranked.
Where are our guys?
Okay, well, take a guess.
I would say Andy Dalton is in tier three with Fitzy.
He's not in tier three with Fitzy. No.
Okay. Tier four, then.
He is in tier four. And over.
Do they rank rookies that have not taken a snap?
They do not.
Okay.
No.
So Justin Fields is not
Justin
there.
Fields is not on this list. They have Andy Dalton, tier four, and they have him ranked number 28th overall.
Go Bears!
There you go.
But
Cam Newton's ahead of him. Teddy Bridgewater's ahead of him. Jameis Winston's ahead of him. Sam Darnold's ahead of him in tier four.
But they're all in tier four.
They're all in tier four.
I'm fine with that.
Right.
You better put some respect on his name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, get me to Justin Fields' time and develop some of the younger guys while you're in there. That's really all I care about with Andy Dalton.
You put some respect on his name.
332-3776 if you want to talk some Bears. Also, the latest on the – there's a lot of trade rumors. Still a lot of talk and not a lot of action with baseball. We'll get to all that at 3.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a-running. Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Celebrating Dusty Hill, who passed away today at the age of 72. If you're familiar with classic rock, ZZ Top, one of the legendary bands, still active too. And Dusty Hill was recently suffering from a hip injury and wasn't going to tour with them. They just posted that like a week or two ago. And then today the band released information that he passed away at his home in his sleep. So 72 years old. Rest in peace, Dusty Hill, the bassist for ZZ Top. Phone number to reach us, 332-3776.
It was the time in my life where I thought most about how cool it would be to grow a beard.
Yeah, right? They set the standard. You know, there are a lot of good sports beards these days. Jake Arrieta, James Harden, a lot of guys. It's very fashionable now to have, you know, our own J.R. Strauss has a ZZ Top type beard these days.
It's kind of the first time I ever really recognized the beard. You know, that it was something like, I mean,
where it could blow in the wind.
Yeah. It was like, wow, look at that thing.
Best beard of all time. Pick.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that was a good one. I was going to say Santa Claus. Also,
Abraham
a good
Lincoln
beard,
is
good
the beard
one
without
too.
A mustache. The beard without a mustache is kind of a different look.
I gave Lincoln the first impulse answer just because of the legendary figure he was.
Sylvie's right on. Lincoln, that's pretty good. He also has the hat.
Oh, yeah. He had the whole look.
The best beard.
And the log cabin.
What the hell does the log cabin have to do with a beard?
No, it was just his whole thing. Okay. He was like yeah. Like, you knew him for a lot of things.
He was tall.
Very tall.
Yeah. Or fairly tall. I don't know how tall. He was, what, probably 6'3"?
You know the thing that bothers me about Jake's beard? I like Jake's beard.
It's rough against your face?
No.
Wow.
He's very, very... He needs the manscaper for the neck. Like
he's got hair growing everywhere.
He's got to clean up. Look, it's fine if you want to let the beard grow. But the back of the neck is just, you look like
I'm going to get in trouble for Googling best beards of all time.
No, why? Beards are a normal thing.
These days, I mean, all the kids are trying to make jokes about everything. John Grizzly Adams.
Oh, yeah, that is a good beard.
That was a good beard. He caught his on fire. Do you remember that?
No.
Grizzly Adams, I believe, caught his beer on fire. He may have been having an alcoholic beverage or something. You Google this.
Okay.
Grizzly Adams, I believe, had his beard catch fire. Ernest Hemingway had a great beard.
Yes, uh-huh.
John Idler, the president of ABC7,
had a good beard.
Zeus.
I guess so, yeah. He's a mythological. Yeah. Were you looking for mythological?
Well, I think, you know, I mean... Kids, turn off your radio. Santa's like,
No, you don't.
What'd you just do
No, you don't.
That was a cap-like move you just pulled.
Don't you do that.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. There's.
Oh, I got the best one. Chuck Norris.
Well, everything on Chuck Norris.
Colonel Sanders.
Anyone say Dallas Keuchel?
No.
Dallas Keuchel had a good beard. He has a good beard.
He does. He does. But nobody I haven't heard anybody.
Him and Jake, kind of, their beards came up at the same time.
William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Socrates.
Socrates.
ZZ Top comes in at number 12 on this
that's
list.
Right. I mean, yeah.
That's really, what I mean. Like, that was the first time as I was a kid that I really actually noticed a beard.
And they were a lot younger than you thought because of the beards. You're like, look at these old guys. They're like 40. You know, they weren't old.
That's right.
I mean, like you know, Dusty Hill was just 72 years old. That's not old. So can I read you this tweet? Are we done with the beards?
I guess so.
Are we ever done with the beards? I feel like this is something that we could do for the rest of our lives.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6, best beards of all time. Jeff tweets, and he says, this hit from JD on the Waddle and Sylvie show, saying that Matt Nagy told the media, quote, the interceptions are going to be intentional today. That's part of my plan. Is just hilarious on so many levels. Beyond words, Waddle's reaction was perfect. What? Hashtag, I'm not an idiot. Like I've
never heard of it. It may be a new thing. Maybe it is a new thing that all the best coaches are doing. Now, I have never heard, okay, guys, we're going to go one-on-one here. And for the first 15 minutes of one-on-one, regardless of how well covered you have that wide receiver, we're going to let the wide receiver make the catch. And then the next 15 minutes when we do one-on-one drills, we're going to let the ball be intercepted. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Justin, we know you're the quarterback of the future, and we got to develop you. I got a really good plan today. I want you to throw intentional interceptions.
I want you to throw as many interceptions today as you can.
Yeah. You see Jalen Johnson over there? Allen Robinson's going to be running a pattern. I want you to overthrow.
Hit between the numbers.
Hit Jalen Johnson.
Hit Jalen Johnson right between the numbers.
For what?
I don't
what
know. There's got to be something
and
else.
Someone adds the point that, who was it? Who tweeted? Bear Gladiator, very good tweeter. He says, can't Nick Foles run the picks on purpose, Joe?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I mean, that's what he should be used for.
I thought that drill went out of the system when Mitch moved along.
Hey-o! I was just waiting for the Mitch joke to work its way into the conversation.
They're running that drill in Buffalo now, I think.
Like, how is this a new drill? Haven't they been doing it the last couple of years?
We're just so used to it with Mitch. We're going to keep it alive.
Oh, by the way, guys, the Bills reporters are out. They think Trubisky looks good in their first practice.
Okay.
So just remember for that. Yeah, I can't wait.
It's a ramp up. They're on the field for 13 minutes.
Look, Mitch would rip the throws in practice. We'd always hear about
that,
right?
Not early in training
camp. Not always.
Training camp, right. Yeah. But whenever he overthrew a guy in I was ripping it in practice. He ripped it all practice, all week. And then there you go.
Yeah, I was ripping farts, too, okay? I mean, come on. I'm ripping it in practice.
Greg, downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing today? We're
good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I am actually a therapist who actually has professional athletes as one of my clients. But what you were saying about Simone Biles, I think it's true. Like when we kind of talk about mental health, there is a little bit of a stigma to it. But especially when we think about athletes, we kind of project our thoughts and feelings onto them because athletes are supposed to be these larger-than-life gladiators, right? So they're not supposed to crack under the pressure. They're not supposed to be vulnerable. They're supposed to fight through it.
I got to cut you. His phone, I couldn't. Could you understand what he was saying?
I was trying to.
It was
so
bad,
hard.
That phone. And I appreciate your patience, too. But that we were in cell hell there.
We were.
So hopefully your cell phone works better, 312-332-3776, because we need a contestant for my wife or radio partner. Today it's the old school game. It's Waddle's got three statements. Who made the statement? Was it me or was it his wife? 312-332-3776. Pick a number, Waddle.
124.
That's not nice.
No, I'm joking. 24.
All right, caller 24. You get to play my wife or radio partner coming up
Take
next.
That, Tyler.